This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just came out of the head.
Robert Scott Bell.
The average citizen, if they did what the TSA agents do, would be arrested.
Would you submit to one of these pat downs?
Not if I could avoid it. No, I mean, who would?
If you touch my junk, I'm going to have you arrested.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Day here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We did a little bit of acknowledgement of that on the actual day, the 11th of November, but the day it's celebrated today is the 12th. For those of you listening live all around planet Earth or right here in these United States where Veterans Day is right now. Hug a veteran. Acknowledge a veteran. Super, I was talking just before to our YouTube crowd about the Pete Davidson joke that went bad about the military veteran with one eye that was running for Congress. He won, Republican.
Mm-hmm.
And they had him on Saturday Night Live apparently over the weekend, and he got to make fun of Pete Davidson and then acknowledge the veterans, and he, you know, his message was never forget. I think this is a very powerful message. In Hebrew, I believe it said Yad Vashem. We talk about the Holocaust Memorial there in Israel, and of course others around, but this idea of never forget is a great one, because we end up in trouble the moment we forget what happened, why it happened, how it happened, all of those things. And in fact, we're actively forgetting the purpose for our military in these United States, because we've abandoned the Constitution. And I kind of mentioned that yesterday on the official Veterans Day, that it's a real constitutional crime or a constitutional deficiency that since World War II, there has not been officially declared war as prescribed in the Constitution, the House of Representatives. Now, this doesn't mean diss a veteran, right? You know, what do you say about those that came back from Vietnam? And we're old enough, Super Don, you and I, to remember, even though we were kids, the treatment that they got when they were coming home, because there was so much disagreement about the war, which is, yeah, there was a lot to disagree about. Certainly in retrospect, some people saw it then. But do you spit on the people that, you know, are made cannon fodder for other interests? Again, this is the point where you got to separate out and say, you know what? Never forget. I did like what he had said on that Saturday Night Live episode yesterday or 2 days ago.
I saw the headlines about it, because he was criticized by some people about making a joke about the Navy SEAL congressional candidate with the eye patch. But, I actually have a father-in-law who was in the Vietnam War. He's actually passed away several years ago.
Yes.
From, I think, what did he have? He had, like, I think he got like hepatitis C or something like that.
Wow.
From a blood transfusion while he was in Vietnam. I had another former father-in-law that was in the Vietnam War. And I heard stories about, you know, like you were talking about, how they were treated when they were here. It was an unfortunate thing because, you know, these guys went and served their country.
Yeah, I mean,
fought a war that, you know, a lot of people didn't agree with.
Right.
But it wasn't their fault. You know?
Well, and that is the distinction I need to make. And it's not to say that once you figure this out, you might have to take a different path in your life to say, my gosh, I'm here under the United Nations control, or that many of these military incursions around the world are not constitutional based on our required declaration of war necessity. Of course, and they made fun of Ron Paul, who's also a veteran, who basically said, you know what, it's not anachronistic. The Constitution was written for a very good reason, and if our soldiers take an oath to defend, protect the Constitution, and they're being put into places where that is not indeed what is happening, that's problematic, and that should be openly discussed any and all times. But it's not something that I would throw in the veteran's face at this point in time. Just acknowledge, never forget, and then we hope that we learn the things we've forgotten in the 20th, now 21st century, about how the Constitution is a document that can't defend itself, that does require an immune system. The immune system would be the people. And if the people elect anybody, it's really the representatives that go to the House of Representatives. But now the vast majority of the people that go into the House don't even know what a constitution is. Look at Maxine Waters, for instance. There's interest in moving more veterans into Congress. And apparently there have been a number of veterans, both Republican and Democrat, that are now elected into Congress, which is, I think, maybe a good thing, as long as they recognize, you know what? I don't want to send any more people in our military to wars that are undeclared, right? That have no clear definition, no clear, what is our goal? What is our end game? All of these things that are very, I think, precious to a country that shouldn't waste the people, that are turned into what are called human resources or fodder. That's not right. So again, never forget. I think sometimes we have to learn to get to the point where we can say never forget, because I think the vast majority of folks that grow up in America that now go to public schools, a.k.a. government indoctrination centers, they don't learn the Constitution in a way that actually has true origin and meaning, the intent, the purpose, the context. And so you end up with people that go into Congress, perhaps, yes, that have no earthly idea that it was a document that it severely limited what the government could do. It wasn't a document that gave carte blanche to do whatever the heck you felt like it, especially if socialists now are appearing on the scene and getting elected into Congress. And did you see that Ocasio-Cortez can't afford to live in Washington, D.C.?
Yeah, there's a few memes I've seen that have been floating around on social media.
And some
about
people are
that.
Saying now, look, that's there, poor shaming.
Listen, I would challenge anybody to find a rental house in Washington, D.C. So
yes.
it's not necessarily the fact, but there is a bit of irony there, I suppose. Mm-hmm.
Well, what is the irony real quick here is that the reason it's so expensive to live in D.C. is because of government, because of all of the money flowing from government to government contractors and or government personnel that have elevated the marketplace to be the wealthiest, I think, zip code in America is one of the suburbs of D.C. You'd think it'd be like Hollywood or Bel Air or Beverly Hills. But it's because of the obscene growth of government, which, of course, Ocasio-Cortez would be all for because she's a socialist and wants more socialism.
And I've heard people say, hey, listen, guess what? Maybe you can sleep in your office like a lot of the other freshmen have had to do when they first get there,
Yeah, well, or you could go there and downsize D.C. to such an extent that, well, rent's affordable again because everybody's moving out. The money went away because the enlarged centralized bureaucracy, the bureaucratic oligarchy crumbled because we can dream, can't we? Donald Trump just did them in, said, enough with the oligarchy, let's get rid of them. Again, even if Ron Paul were president, it wouldn't happen overnight. We said that. There are no political saviors. Stop thinking that Trump is. Yes, he's done some things we acknowledge that are good. And one of the areas he doesn't get acknowledged in the mainstream media, his overt attack on trafficking, human trafficking, child trafficking, some horrible things, and some good work that he's doing there. I would acknowledge that. Absolutely acknowledge that. He's not a constitutionalist necessarily, but again, how they rejected Ron Paul. Didn't even want Rand Paul, apparently. So what do you got? What do you got at this point? How do you make the transition? You stop feeding the beast. Now, what about our vets? Going back to Veterans Day. Super, I apologize. You might have wanted to add something into that before we get into our first veteran story, officially.
No. It's all good. I like this story. I do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And by the way, there's a history of Veterans Day. It started as Armistice Day after World War I ended. The war to end all wars that really set the stage for perpetual warfare. Again, whenever globalists say, if we go to war, we can end all wars, don't believe them. Right? Don't believe them. It's not a homeopathic principle when they're applying it. But there is a, let's say, holistic principle that is being applied for some of our military veterans that seem to be getting benefit from it. And this is the headline. New study finds yoga significantly reduces depression in male veterans, specifically male veterans. Now, it's interesting in this picture, there are some female, I assume, veterans as well in this picture. But they said particularly for men, presented at the 125th Annual Convention of the American Psychological Association, found that the male veterans who had elevated depression scores before a twice-weekly Hatha yoga program had a significant reduction in depression symptoms after the eight-week program. Now, I don't know what this is going to do for Prozac sales, but frankly, I hope they go way down. And, wouldn't it be great if the VA prescribed, the doctors at the VA said, here's a prescription for some Hatha yoga and CBD. How about that? Good combination? Now, the benefit to yoga, if you're opposed to yoga because you think it's a heathen religion of some kind, and people have different views on everything. I'm not trying to make anybody angry. But the reason that yoga works is relaxation, concentration, breath work. So if you don't like yoga, just doing some level, deep level meditation, contemplation, prayerful time. But the movement is also very important. The stretching, the movement in space, helping the physical body to move, the lymphatic system to move, to detoxify, all of these things make it so that these veterans who are depressed lose some of that depression. So I'm not going to say it's only because of Hatha yoga, but in this case, they studied specifically this and saw those markers. And on a 1 to 10 scale, this is also interesting. What did the soldiers, the veterans, say about the yoga classes? Their average enjoyment rating on a scale of 1 to 10, right? Because you also got to think about compliance. Will the veterans actually do it? Will they enjoy doing it? Out of a scale of 1 to 10, the average enjoyment rating was a 9.4.
Wow, that's right up there with, like, beer and football.
Seriously, I mean, I don't think you can get a perfect 10 on anything, honestly, but maybe. But 9.4, that's basically, they really liked it. And it helped them and it benefited them, and there are no drugs involved. So, veterans, you know what? You want to help a veteran? Hug them, say, never forget, remember, thank them, whatever. But get them into a yoga class. Or some deep breathing, prayerful scenario that requires some level of movement and stretching, whatever you want to call it. And I think that'd be a nice gift for a veteran. As well as CBD. Our friends from Plus CBD Oil, CB Sciences. And if you want to get a veteran some CBD, they would be benefited greatly, topical and internal. And you can use the RSB discount code, RSB15, when you go to pluscbdoil.com. So, CBD, even kratom. Would be great, but CBD for the PTSD, yoga, all of that for depression. And I'd say pitch the yoga out back, but of course environmentally it's going to be a disaster. But people are already pooping and urinating Prozac and fluoride out into the environment. So no matter what you're doing, unless you're filtering your water really well, and I do recommend the Echo water system, including their whole house filtration system, much less point of use. All right, folks, we do have a Prozac story, but it's not for depression. It's for AFL. How did that work out? We'll tell you. A brief study reveals what should be self-evident. We'll get to that after the break.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Long-time listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water. The molecular hydrogen we get, go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if this social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's rightsocial.net.
Rightsocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
Rightsocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
Rightsocial.net,
the right place to be. Mother's Milk, a miracle elixir. GodSaidManSaid.com. Hauntings, dead spirits, and ghosts. Noah's Ark, fact or fiction. GodSaidManSaid.com. Sex Superbug. Kiss panic attacks goodbye. Unlock your Holy Ghost pharmacy. GodSaidManSaid.com. Y chromosome Adam and mtDNA Eve. 21 signs of doomsday and the chip. Hours of text and streaming audio. GodSaidManSaid.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, she shall deliver. I asked for some Echo water. It just magically appeared in my studio. Thank you, honey.
Wow.
I've got the hydrogen going in. And I hope you all learn about that, because we'll be talking more. There's some upcoming webinars. I think Ty and Charlene are going to do a webinar with Paul Barrettero and a medical doctor on the frequencies that are now going to be, you know, available, that are available now in the Echo water machines. We'll get to that some more as well. And Super Don, our buddy Paul is in New York City for the Naval Expo. I don't know if they're calling it that anymore, but in Times Square, he's having a good time in New York City. I think he went to see Phantom of the Opera with his friend that's working with him. So show tunes, everybody. All right. I know Super Don likes show tunes, so that's okay. All right, let's go in. You don't, am I just making that up?
No, sure. I love show tunes.
Look, you're man enough to go show tunes. That's okay.
I have no problem with admitting that I've seen quite a few musicals in my.
Hey, I like musicals too. I don't know why it got a bad rap to like musicals. Do you? I don't know. I like.
Do you eat quiche too? I'm just curious.
Whenever my wife makes it, I'll eat it.
That's right. Nothing wrong with a good quiche, right?
Yeah, in a dirty pan. How's that? Yeah, how's that? Okay. All right, let's go to the acute flaccid myelitis scenario. Obviously, the mystery disease that seems to mimic polio. No, it is polio, you dunderheads. But they don't want to call it that because they pretend they eradicated it with a vaccine that did not eradicate it. There's just so many lies built up around the polio vaccine, the sock stuff. This is a good time to remind you of my good friend, my dearly departed buddy, Liam Sheff, and all of these posters he's done, including one of these back here going into polio. Yeah, there's read official stories by Liam Sheff right then and there. You've got to dismiss all the garbage claiming that they even isolated one virus that's a cause of polio. Viruses don't cause disease. They're the result of disease. How's that? right? Law of the terrain, Antoine Béchamp. So the polio-like illness, it's afflicting these children, young kids or teenies, I don't know, but who is pointing this out in the mainstream media? Nobody. That, hey, when was the vaccine? How many vaccines did they get recently? How many days or weeks even before the AFM appeared? I want to know. Is that allowed to be asked on ABC, NBC, CNBC, MSNBC, Fox? No, not mentioned anywhere. You can't reference vaccines, but you know what you could do? You go, hey, how about we put these kids on Prozac? Yeah, right? Because in like an obscure rat study, it seemed to do something for a nerve. Like, you don't even know what it does? Well, no, maybe it'll work. I don't know if it'll work for you. Hey, let's give these kids some Prozac. So, apparently, let's see, how many cases did they give Prozac to? They don't know what causes it. They admit that. We don't know. But it could be the usually harmless cold virus called EVD68. And no, that's not an EV, or that's not an Electro Voice microphone. EVD68. But they said that lab tests showed that Prozac, or the chemicals in Prozac, had an antiviral effect. That's why they're going for it, not the nerve effect. I'm like, dude, could it be because fluoride is so toxic it can destroy a virus? You ever think of that? And if it's toxic enough to destroy a virus, how do you know it's not impacting negatively the brain and nervous system? Well, wait, it is, because it's blocking the reuptake of selective serotonin reuptake inhibiting drug. That's what it is. So they examined data from 56 children aged 30 months to 9 years of age treated with AFM at 12 U.S. medical centers back in 2015 and 2016. More than one dose of Prozac was given to 28 patients, while 28 patients were not given the drug or received one dose or were considered untreated. No difference. The strength scores on the scale, basically, really, it showed that it didn't work. I'm like, who comes up with the ideas here? Prozac, a fluoride-based drug. Let's give to someone who apparently has a neurological brain, something going on. We don't know what's going on. Do you even know that fluoride is toxic? It's neurotoxic? Do you even care? No, they don't, because they're giving it to people that they claim have a brain imbalance already, even though there's no drug test. Well, there's no any test. Blood test, saliva test, urine test, hair test. There is no test to determine that you have a deficiency of Prozac. And they're like, let's throw it at these kids who have this strange polio-like manifestation of unknown etiology, unknown cause, unknown origin, for those of you at the FDA. Okay? Now, what would we do? Stop vaccinating immediately and assess all vaccines for neurotoxic components, potential interaction there. Look at essential fatty acids. Look at cannabidiol, CBD. Look at the endocannabinoid system. Look at heavy metals, mercury, cadmium, arsenic, lead, aluminum. None of this apparently is going on, but hey, maybe we could just throw some Prozac at the problem. Is there any legitimacy to the medical community? I'm having a hard time finding it. All right, I'll let it go at that. Go to robertscottbell.com if you're not sure what we're talking about. The links are up in the show notes, as well as banners to our sponsors that help make this possible.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
USA Radio News.
Ballots in the Arizona Senate race are continuing to be counted between Democrat Kyrsten Sinema and Republican Martha McSally. The day after the election, McSally was leading in vote count. Now, as more votes continue to come in, Sinema has taken the lead. I had a chance to catch up with Senator John Kyle, Republican from Arizona. He didn't seem too happy that the votes are still being counted almost a week after the election.
It's a crime that they don't have the results in by now, and I suspect you're going to see a lot of changes in Arizona before the next election to fix the problems that have created this long delay.
Crews in Northern and Southern California are continuing to fight wildfires as hurricane-force winds cover much of the state. Now, the good news is the wind should start dying down in Northern California later on this afternoon. But for the rest of the state, it's supposed to stay windy at least through Wednesday. Today, the Dow lost 602 points, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best, naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health, one tea bag at a time.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, rocking the health world we are. On Veterans Day here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Those of you watching and listening live, robertscottbell.com. All the links are up in the show notes. We are broadcast and syndicated through GCN, Genesis Communications Network, GCNlive.com. And then thereafter on archived versions, also on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, SoundCloud, Brits, UK Health Radio. You know who you are. We love you. And YouTube. Occasionally we've got some segments that go up on Brighteon, which used to be real.video. Mike Adams, Health Ranger. I chatted with him briefly earlier today. The guy's so busy, it's ridiculous, all the projects he's doing. He says he's got the Biosludged movie coming out later in the end of the month. Maybe we can get him on if he gets a moment for us. And some other breaking news on probably different analyses in the lab that we like to reveal here first on radio on the Robert Scott Bell Show. So that'll be fun. But the guy, man, dude, if you knew half or a fraction, I mean, he makes me tired just thinking about all the things Mike Adams does in a day. You know, when I nap during the day, it's because of Mike Adams. Mike, you're just making you're
oh,
so busy.
Yeah, there you
I gotta
go.
Take a nap.
Makes you tired.
Yeah, exactly. So let's see here. What do we got coming up? See, upcoming events. I mentioned that we've got the tentative. It's pretty certain, I think. Abby's Health Foods in Tampa, Florida. And that's going to be the 29th of November, the last Thursday of November. A big public event. I haven't been in the Tampa Bay area lecturing in a long time. So those of y'all who know anybody out there, please help spread the word. You are our PR agents. I deputize you. Let the world know. With that, of course, sometimes you guys ask questions. Most of the time, they're not annoying at all. Right, Super Don? We're not annoyed by the questions.
No, never.
No. So, well, no, sometimes I am.
Well, I guess
not
I
you.
Shouldn't say never. But.
Yeah. Yeah, I am. Not you. But sometimes me. I, you know, listen, and you've heard me get, well, last week we had one we got a little annoyed with. But not, we get annoyed with love. So there's a different layer or level of annoyance. But we love comments of the day because we don't get them as much as we get questions. So if you have something to say, let us know.
Hey, you guys!
Hey, I tell you what.
Hey, here's an idea.
Hey, listen up, everybody. Excuse me.
All right, this is from LC. LC writes, hi, Robert and Super Don. Super Don was feeling lonely, and she included him. Thank you for that. No, Super Don, he's busy. He's got grandkids running and rolling all over him, so he doesn't get lonely anymore. Thank you so much, LC says, for your continued education in many contexts in important places. Do we have friends in low places? Is that what she's indicating? Maybe this is something that Dr. Magda Havas, Ph.D., and Ann Archer Butcher and other EMF experts could work together to stop. Now, I love my I call her my stepmom, adopted mom, Ann Archer Butcher, because she's like family to me. She is, indeed. We've had her on the show over the years, and she's amazing. But I don't know, she's not an EMF expert. So let's see, where is... Oh, okay, here's where it goes. Could work together to stop. Since Ann has direct contact with President Trump and he respects her, maybe she can get him to stop this madness. Okay, so let's get into what the madness is. Now, we had Magda, Dr. Magda Havas. It was on EM Field stuff, right? Earlier in the year? Super Don, do you remember that?
Yes.
Are you booking another guest?
Nope.
Unless we're booking Dr. Magda back on again.
No, we had Dr. Havas back in, what was it, May of this year?
Yes. Do you have a link to her site? Because, you know, obviously we try to invest in health. We can't be experts at everything. And I don't claim to be an expert about the dangers of 5G. Of course, we cover it. We talk about it. But there are people that are doing the real work, like Magda and others. I think that was, if my memory serves correctly, was that up in Canada that we did that? Like, I just made a connection.
You know, it had
through.
Something to do with total health. Yeah,
that's my memory of it.
Yeah.
Anyway, but I mean, there are others that are out there doing good work, and we'll feature them from time to time. But LC says, I don't know if you've seen the specific article about 5G being implemented in six U.S. cities, Atlanta, Chicago, Dallas, Houston, Los Angeles, and Washington, D.C. this year. Yes, I have seen this. The bills SR-637 and SR-894 have already passed the Senate and are expected to pass the House. I'm sure they will probably attach it to a must-pass bill, but maybe the president could veto the bills. Much love and gratitude, LC. Now, here's where we got a little bit of a cognitive dissonance or a disconnect, however you want to describe it. President Trump, we give him props for things that he does that are good. But he still apparently drinks diet sodas. We try to get the word to him. It's like, that's not good. But if anybody that cares about him, and there are people in his sphere that care about him and say, hey, stop drinking that, and he won't, what are you going to do? He's a very strong-headed individual, as you know. He's got ideas about things. And he is pretty much unaware, to my knowledge, of the danger of 5G and a lot of these things we talk about here. Even though I think Melania, his wife, is probably much more up on this and some people around him. But there is, well, there's kind of a wall of things that you can do. And I don't mean to bring up the wall issue because that could be a pun, but that's not my intent. About things that you can do and you can't do. In terms of Trump, he's all business. You know that about him, right? Let's make it possible for business to do things and hire Americans that are out of work and we'll have a good economy. Well, that's part of the equation, true, reducing regulations. But the idea of unfettered growth is not a good plan because unfettered growth in the human body or animal body is cancer. There has to be a system that manages it. Now, I'm not advocating or arguing that government is the best thing to do that. I think a real free market is. But we don't have a free market, including with the whole 5G issue, the 4G, the 3G. Yeah, cell phones are more of a free market. That's why these cell phones can do more than what's in like Star Trek The Next Generation could do. And you can get one for almost nothing. But in terms of the free market and the responsibility and the liability associated with doing something in the marketplace, there would be an ability to say, you know what, this is harmful to me, this is harmful to my family, this is harmful to our community, and you could take action against the perpetrators. In this case, you might say, is it Verizon? Is it AT&T? Is it what company is it that's really behind it? Or are they all behind it? And then would there be suits against those companies? No. The government says it's fine. There's no suit to be had. You go through the courts now. Good luck on proving anything. So what we have is a government that defends the polluters, in this case, electromagnetic frequency pollution, against the people who are claiming to be harmed. So it's a very difficult circumstance where private property rights are not being defended, acknowledged, as our Constitution fundamentally declared prior to the Constitution being written with the Declaration of Independence, the right to life, liberty, and property. So we have a federal government, a centralized bureaucracy. In this case, would it be the FCC, I believe, the Federal Communications Commission? I believe they are oversight on this, and you'll often see an FCC thing on all electronic stuff. But they've also disavowed any knowledge of the danger of these cell phones and what they can do to anybody, even though there's been science, we've reported on it, in the 3G and the old G methods, causing cancer, causing inflammation of cells. How many people have successfully sued the manufacturers of those phones? I don't know of one. Maybe there's one I missed. So your question is an important one, and it's a good one. But to get through to Trump on this issue, I'm, you know, even with if Ann wrote in, and of course we also are friends with the, can we say this, Super Don? We're friends with the wife of the White House Communications Director. I don't know if that's the official title. But it's not like we don't have ways to get messages in, but am I just playing a defeatist here in relating this whole thing about where Trump's head is at and where we're at? Because we're not always aligned. He's aware of the dangers of vaccination. Yes, he is.
Yeah.
He's outspoken on it, but has he gotten together with RFK and really set up? No, but again, a president doesn't have as much power as you think he does, or she would.
Well, it's just, and, you know, I mean, I'm not going to pretend to know what it's like. You know, a day in the life of a president. I mean, who knows how freaking crazy with all of the things that are going on, you know, and everybody has a particular thing that they may be passionate about that they want him to focus on.
Yeah.
And so maybe it's just something he just has not been able to get around to doing because he's dealing with all the other craziness that's going on.
I don't think we're making excuses. I mean, I'm acknowledging what I do know, and I'm not saying I know it all because maybe deep down inside, he's like, yeah, we got to curtail this 5G thing. But that's not my sense of what's going on up there. What we have to do is act more on a local level to push back, like some people and some communities have done to push back on the smart meters. And you know, start moving into, you know, getting together, educating. And the problem is, bubaconis americanus. The vast majority of the American people are fluoridated. They're heavy metal toxic. They don't have their own thoughts. I've been talking about this recently. Like, their thoughts come from the mainstream media, whether it's right, left, or center. It doesn't matter. It's like they're telling you what to believe, and you react to everything. Now, those of you acting on, for instance, the vaccine issue, many of you are reacting because it's too late, in a sense. What has happened has already happened, and you're trying to remedy for your kids. And God bless you for doing it. I don't want anybody, and you don't either, to have to wake up the way you've woken up. And it's taking how many people to be harmed before it even becomes an issue that can be discussed? We're talking hundreds of thousands, maybe millions of kids that have been harmed from mild to severe. And still it's not front and center. Congressional hearings are not happening. So what do? On a local level, you try to do your level best to make the change. But you look at what's happening in California. The re-election of Richard Pan by dummy Democrats, mindless Democrats who go, yep, straight party ticket, Democrat all the way. So to look up at Trump and go, hey, you're our political savior on this issue. No, it's not to say don't reach out. It's not to say don't send letters, because I've said, yes, send letters on these issues. Somebody will get there, and even putting that out to the universe sends a ripple. Not the blue ripple, like we talked about, but waves out into the world that others will pick up on eventually, and that's how it works. Things move slow sometimes down here on the physical plane. But there are times where that 100th monkey scenario happens, the wave goes over, and you're like, whoa, where'd that come from? All of those years of sending out those ripples. So yes, keep, and it's not to say I won't talk about it, I won't try to send messages, that's not my point. Was it LC? Yeah, no, that's not my point. So, in the meantime, get the Key Home, QI Home system that we have here, or the Key Me, remember? We had Charlie on last couple of weeks, he had it, he's carrying it around everywhere. Turn off your routers at night. Move far in the country if you can, but in the meantime, have something that will neutralize some of the negative effects. In fact, I've got to talk about another technology to protect these cell phones as well. We'll do that another time. Also want to acknowledge here on Veterans Day the loss of Stan Lee, Marvel Comics. Stan Lee, RIP, 95 years of age. That guy lived a life. And he was actually I think he was World War II veteran. He was also a military veteran. Okay, he wasn't World War I. He was still a baby then. It was the 1920s he was born, but that was over. But World War II. But Stan Lee, he's probably going to be in a lot more Marvel superhero movies. I'm sure they have lots of cameos lined up for the future because they kind of thought this might happen. Anyway, thanks for Spider-Man especially, my favorite over the years when I was a kid. All right, CBD, can it stop breast cancer metastasis? That is the topic next. Then we'll do some advanced medicine with Dr. Bittar.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products, tastes like water, and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit SovereignSilver.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com or call our order line 888-212-8871.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Well, I just have to make a comment about the bumper music because that's Led Zeppelin. You know, every once in a while you get trapped in a little rabbit hole of interest on like YouTube's or, you know, the online video stuff. And recently I've seen a few videos of people reacting to music that they've never heard before, right, for the first time. Have you seen these reaction videos?
Oh, of course. Absolutely.
I'm so sheltered. It's like I stumble on this. Like, I watch like a couple of black guys listening to like a heavy metal tune for the first time. And it's totally out of their genre, yeah. and you get their honest. And it's fascinating. You know, I think anybody could do that because you think of music we grew up on. And then you introduce it to another generation. You say, for the first time, you've never heard this. Let just listen. And you observe what you've known your whole life, and you see somebody going through it for the first time. And I think there's an intrigue to that. I thought it was kind of fascinating. Yeah,
but yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
I'm totally late to these parties, though. You don't tell me about these things. Like, you got to check this stuff out. But that's been kind of funny to watch.
I figure you're too busy watching your Neil Diamond videos over and over and over, so...
Well, I did notice this, that nobody's doing reaction videos to Neil Diamond music.
No, I'm glad. Yeah.
I would probably be upset. It's like, what? You don't like Neil? Come on. Anyway, all right. Well, enough of that silliness. Let's be serious here. We've got some cancer to overcome.
Hello, Dr. Green Thumb. Paging Dr. Green Thumb.
All right. How many of you need another story to be convinced that cannabis hemp can be helpful to reverse cancer? Because there's more. There's more science coming out every day. And this one's specifically about cannabidiol, CBD. This is not the weed that people are smoking to get high necessarily. It's CBD, cannabidiol. This is a cannabinoid. Those of you who are longtime listeners, is old news for you. But this is one of the reasons why the unscientific banning of a plant, for not scientific reasons, of course. It was for political reasons. It was for economic reasons. It, you know, it was all about monopolies on certain industries. They didn't want the hemp plant. Too many things it could replace or minimize the necessity for, right? Even petrochemicals. Or maybe I should say especially petrochemicals. But CBD in this case is related to now stopping breast cancer from metastasizing. right? It isn't the tumor that necessarily kills you. It's the movement of the cancer cells to attach to other areas of the body and then grow there and overwhelm and take over the entire body. Now, the immune system is a big issue here. Of course it is. You know, cancer can't grow when you have a healthy, functioning, fully functioning immune system. There's also other things that we talk about here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Those of you who heard Chris Barr, not a doc yesterday, we talked about chromium primarily. It was National Diabetes Awareness or whatever, but it's basically chromium awareness. Chromium plays a role because it helps the liver. It's protective of chromosomal integrity in terms of preventing birth defects. But selenium, the most critical, single most critical element to protect your cells from cancer, much less reverse it, get the right form in. The third of the triumvirate is the silicon, or the silica. We talk about protecting the integrity of the connective tissue. Cancer metastasizes, it grows through by chewing through connective tissue. So if you strengthen the connective tissue, you minimize the ease with which cancer could grow and spread and metastasize. Now, having said all of that, doesn't mean that CBD can't play a role here to help too. And they're talking about CBD, the first outside agent that is capable of regulating something known as ID1 in human breast cancer cells, blocking a function that can stop metastasis. Apparently, they've never seen this before, a substance that you could take. Again, we're not talking about synthetic toxic drug or chemo at this point. But CBD, they actually have followed a pathway here specifically, and this was done by the NIH. Really? The NIH has done some good work here? Molecular biologists at the California Pacific Medical Center performed tests on human breast cancer cells that reveal how CBD could slow down and even halt the progression of the disease. Do you need more reason, ladies, particularly men too can have breast cancer, why CBD could and should be a daily part of your regimen, maybe as a preventive maintenance to help support endocannabinoid system, but specific in this case. Now, I wouldn't say it's the only thing. I never do. We never say one thing alone. We talk about all of the diet lifestyle issues, but add CBD into the mix. Read about this study. Fascinating. We're just learning. We're 60, 70 years behind where we should be because we the people allowed the government to ban a plant in violation of the Constitution. In embrace of international globalists, United Nations and pharmaceutical cartels that didn't want you to access a plant that God created that is perhaps the most profound plant in terms of all the many things it can do to prevent and reverse disease. All right, with that, we're going to take a break after the news. We'll be back with Dr. Rasha Bitar because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.